Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
This is where you at. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And the name of the program is Just For You. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. And we gave you the sounds of Deb Ora. And the song is Barak, Blessings. And I know that Barak means praise, right? It's one of the forms of praising God, or one of the ways when they tell you to just praise God. They're like, Barak him. And yeah, thanks to Mvain and Rousseau together with Janine for an awesome time. And thank you so much for leading us in praying for Romania. And yes, for always being here to lead us in prayer, standing in the gap. Sometimes we do forget to do that when we are in our own spaces, when we are in our own homes, or we do forget others sometimes. And so when we get an opportunity to do so, we give honor unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We are really grateful for that. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for leading us every Wednesday through prayer as well. So yeah, today right here on Just For You, we are going to have Umam Kize. Today she's talking to us about favor that can give you something that you do not deserve. And we are also going to base our talk on the book of Exodus 33. Sometimes people would look at you and say, but you don't deserve that. You shouldn't even be that. You don't qualify. But I love what I hear on out here, where everybody's talking about a God who's able to qualify the disqualified. You might be disqualified in their eyes, but you qualify in the eyes of the Lord. I love it when the Lord goes to Gideon and he says, "You mighty man of valor, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon looks at himself and he's like, I do not deserve to be called that. I'm the least in my father's family. And his family was amongst the least in Israel. But the Lord looks at him and he says, "You mighty man of valor." So sometimes we do not qualify. Most times we do not qualify, but he qualifies us. Most times we do not deserve it, but he gives it unto us. And so today we are talking about that. When God gives you something that you do not deserve, we're looking at the book of Exodus 33. And then later on, we are in the marketplace. But right now, let's take the sounds of Naledi Shweshwe. And she says, "From My Belly." And that will take us through to Gogo Mavis Mkize, or should I say Pastor Mavis Mkize.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
That is Naledi Shweshwe, and "From My Belly, the rivers of living water shall flow." Hello to you, family. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. This is where you are at. It's Just For You. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm with you up until 11 o'clock right here on these airwaves through God's grace. And I'm excited, as I promised, that today in no Gogo, today in no Mama, today in no Pastor Mavis Mkize, we're talking about when God gives you favor, where the favor that says when God gives you something that you do not deserve, so it's undeserved favor. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
Good morning, Sibongile. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Welcome. It's been a minute.
Yes, thank you. We give thanks to the Almighty God for allowing us to meet again. It is a grace of God indeed.
Sure, it is a grace of God. We're talking about undeserved favor, and we're talking about His grace that He woke us up this morning. We didn't deserve to be woken up this morning. We didn't deserve to be waking up and we can see and He just gave that to us. That's number one that we need to be grateful for. So we're talking about that kind of a favor, Ma, where God gives you something that you do not deserve. I'm thinking of those that are in their offices now and somebody says, Mara, you don't deserve that position. I'm more qualified than you. Others are in certain spaces and nobody feels like they deserve to be there. And they believe that they can do a better job than them. That is the favor we're talking about today.
Yes, it's the favor that we are talking about today. I remember one day when we were in your office, when Babu Nkosi called, I don't know if Babu Nkosi or Babilagas, I'm not sure, but you'll correct me. He just said something that was ridiculous, but it was fair. He said, favor sometimes is unfair.
Yeah.
You remember that statement?
Yeah.
Pastor, I don't know whether it's Pastor Mbos or Pastor Vilaga,
yeah.
But the pastor that is always called when we are at radio pulpit.
Sure.
Yes, first of all, I would like to greet a family of a radio pulpit, Ngithi Sanibonani, Lochani, Akcheni, Molweni, Dimatekwana, Angiyanibingelela, South Africa enhle egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha.
Amen.
So, namhlanje, I would like to highlight something about favor.
Yeah.
As Kuhn has defined favor, that favor is God Himself.
Mm.
Favor is Jesus. Favor is the Holy Spirit. Favor is God stepping into our situations.
Sure.
But today I'm not going to talk about that kind of favor. Today, I don't know whether I can say I want to talk about the favor that can change the structure of God. There are things that God has structured that they will be like this.
Okay.
But when a person who is favored by God asks that something to be changed, hey, my God, God agabisa khona ukwala. God does not deny. When I'm asking God to go to him, you know there is no ocean here in Gauteng. The ocean is at KZN. But as I'm favored by the Almighty God, God can bring ocean here in Gauteng because just because I'm favored. For me not to confuse my family, let us go to the book of Exodus, chapter 33.
Okay.
Then we start to read from verse 12, 13, 14. Yeah, let us not read all the verses, even though all of them are nice. But 12, 13, 14 are the most important verses that I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You are reading for me, or must I read for
her? Mama, I was waiting for her to tell me. All right, let's read the Word of God from 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. Do I go to 14 again, Ma?
Yes.
Okay, 14. And then he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Oh, yes. This is God. This is not an angel. This is not the prophet. This is not anybody. It is God himself talking to Moses. What is happening here? God promised Moses that he will go with them to the promised land.
Mm.
Then things were not going well with Moses, as we know what happened in the desert. Then Moses asked God that, you have said, tell God that you have said, I must take these people to the promised land.
Mm.
But awuzange ungitshele ukuthi wena ungubani. Then uNkulunkulu uthi kuMoses, don't worry, Moses, if you start from verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. uNkulunkulu, don't worry, Moses. I will go with you. First of all, I will send an angel to go before you. That angel will drive all those people who are troubling you on your way. Then God said, I will personally go with you. But in verse 1, God said, Moses, I no longer want to go with you now because you are a stubborn people. I might kill you. I might destroy you along the way. Then Laomaz upset Moses. Then God said, no, don't worry. I will send an angel to go before you. Then Moses insisted that, no, God, you must not do that. We want your presence. Then Moses said, if you don't go with us, let us not go anyway. Then the Lord said, no, don't worry, because you have obtained favor from me. My presence will go with you. When Moses heard that statement that he has obtained favor from God, now Moses changed his mind now. He was no longer interested in going with God, but Moses was interested now to know God.
Wow.
God said, no, Moses. To know God, not with us, but to see God. To see God. Then God said, no, Moses, no one can see me. But because you have obtained favor from me, just because you have obtained favor from me, I'm going to change now the structure that says no one can see me.
Wow.
If favor can change, the structure of God can change. The mind, I don't know if I'm putting good here. Favor can change the mind of God, because there's nothing that can change the mind of God. But in this chapter, we see God change everything just because Moses was favored. God even said, Moses, no. No one can see me and continue to live. But now, what must I do? Because you have obtained favor. It means as much as you have obtained favor, I have to give something that you do not deserve to get from me. If favor, kaNkulunkulu, mase we absorb it. It brings God. It brings everything that you need. It brings everything, even it includes even something that you do not deserve. Moses was not deserving to see God. Because if we can analyze the history of Moses, Moses was a murderer. Izinto eziningi uMoses abekazenza ebezenza uNkulunkulu kube abe annoyed. But because of the favor that was upon Moses. Favor from God. He obtained favor from God. God said, all right, Moses, even though it is difficult, just imagine, Sibongile, God, I'm in Pretoria. Mm. Can you please bring Ocean here in Tswane?
Amen.
Just imagine. Atunkulunkulu, no, man. There is no ocean in Gauteng. Ocean is in Durban. But because you have obtained favor, I will do something for you, my dear.
Wow.
I will change the structure now. I will bring the ocean in Gauteng, even though my structure says the ocean remain in KZN, because of the favor that is upon you, I will change my structure.
Sure.
If I can continue with this,
okay,
you will tell me if you want me to stop.
I wanted to ask you a question.
With this, you remember when the angel visited Abraham, while Abraham was in need of a child. Abraham, no, get inside so that you will get something to eat and drink. And then they said to Abraham, where is your wife? Abraham, she is around here. This is it. By this time, your wife will be having a child. And then Sarah was outside. Uma Sarah, as a this statement, the Bible says Sarah was laughing. Why Sarah was laughing? Because the structure of God. There is a certain period where you can get pregnant, and there is a certain period where you cannot get pregnant. But because of favor,
yes, ma.
At the age of 99,
all right,
Sarah became pregnant.
All right, let's take a break and then come back, ma. I have a question, because Moses, Abraham, everybody, all those mom is mentioning, and all the others, even in the word, that God has done awesome miracles in their lives. They didn't deserve it, but God did it. What is it that I need to do as a child of God to attain that kind of favor from the Lord? But let's take a break. You'll answer me when we come back from the...
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That was Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is the song we gave you. And it's 23 minutes just before 10 o'clock right here on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. Yeah, I am Sibongile Mofokeng. And I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, Ugogo, Upasta, maybe some Kize, Umama. Maybe some keys. And we're talking about when God gives you something that you do not deserve. Let me greet Delphine van Veek. Hoogendit met Ime Kueningen. Alles van Godse beste. She's tuned in. And tomorrow she will be in Pretoria North. And she is sipping on some hot coffee. Alice van Godse Besten, do enjoy. And good morning to Asanda Mavala. Good morning to my queen. This one is mom's. This is mom's one of mom's favorite people. Unozi pomamki zebotu, saying amen, and she says she's also says favor. Ma, so when we're talking about God's favor, are we? What is it that we need to do to attain this kind of a favor? I mean, God changed. Okay, I know, as you said, God cannot change his mind. But in a way, he kind of did something that was not thought of. And yeah, nobody could think that God would do that. So he did that. He gave Sarah a child when she was beyond the age of giving birth, of bearing children. She had menopause for years and years on. She had menopause. It didn't look like it would be possible, but God did it. And God's wrath turned away when on the children of Israel, and he gave them favor and said, I will be with you. So what do we need to do? Is there something that we need to do to gain or get that kind of favor from God?
No, there is nothing that you can do to attract God or to please God. There is nothing that you can do. Here we have to understand that the nation of Israel was built by God himself. We don't know why, because they were not distinguished among other nations. But Unkulunkulu, through his favor, through his love, he just shows them to be his nation. So now, when you shoot somebody, you are committed in that person. And you want that person to be committed to you as well. So when God did this, if we can just look at Hebrews chapter 11, the heading of that chapter says, when I'm reading it with the NIV Bible, it says, faith in action. Faith in action. What does this mean? It means for you to agree with God.
Yeah.
As I said, there's nothing that you can do that can change the mind of God or that can change the structure of God. But the only thing that you can do is to have faith. Even if you can see what it is difficult to go to, it can be done, it is difficult. But if you have faith, then it's where you will act upon your faith. Okay, I have faith that God favors me. I know that God favors me. My daughter, Nozipho Bosho, he used to say, Jesus came just because of me, not for everybody. It was for me only. The way God loves me. It's what Nozipho always asked, Unkulunkulu walethe ujesu ngenxa nje yami ngoba engithanda. So that if you are in that state of knowing that God can do this because he loves me and I'm favored by him, there's nothing impossible to God. Because as I'm favored, I have done nothing. It is God himself who just says, I favored you. I have done nothing. Anzange ngiphakamise imathe, anzange ngimbe mgodi, but God favored me out of nothing. I think my goodness, God just favored me.
Sure, you just
have to believe.
Yeah,
you have to believe.
You have to believe. I'm reminded there's a song when I was growing up, and I think it was Lionel Harris who used to sing the song that says, "Give me a childlike faith." A childlike faith is that one that says, "My mom is going to do it." And if they're like, "Your mom is not working well now, how is she going to do it?" The child says, "My mom is going to do it. It doesn't matter whether my mom works or not. My mom, my dad is going to do it." That's a childlike faith. It doesn't look at the circumstances that are surrounding the whatever that you're trusting God for. It doesn't look at anything. It doesn't fear anything, but it believes that he's going to do it. And so children are like that. And that's why God wants us to be like children, I believe.
Look at Moses when he said, "God, I want to see your glory."
Yeah.
Kabang. I don't want to hear you now. I don't want to hear your voice now. But I want to go beyond hearing you.
Yeah.
I want to see you with my naked eyes now.
Eish.
Yo, Moses. It can't happen. It can't happen. But there is something now that is pressurizing me.
Mm.
The favor that you have obtained from me. We are going to see me, even though not my face. At least you will see the back of me.
Mm.
I will put you at one end.
Yeah.
Then I will pass. Then you will see my back. And I can say, Lana, even though I cannot support this statement, but if you can understand what is happening, you can see that to see God, you have to be in the rock. Jesus is our rock.
Yeah.
But the favor of God, yes, Moses, abone uNkulunkulu engekho edwaleni elinguJesu. The favor of God made Moses to see God, even though he was not on the rock, which is Jesus, just because he was favored.
Wow. So we ought to trust the Lord, believe his word as is, have faith that he has already done it, and just stand through it all. Just stand and keep the faith, and we will see God. Let's encourage somebody who's just, who feels worn out, who doesn't now believe that it can be, that God can move mountains for him. Because it has been too long. What do we say to that one who desires to have that kind of faith in God? I mean, that kind of favor in God, to attain that kind of favor in God. What do we say to them? Because they've been waiting for God for a very long time now.
You remember when Sigcina ukukhuluma, we spoke about the sin consciousness, that you must not allow the devil to play back the CD, but the CD must play liyephambili, not backward, where the devil is reminding you of your sins. You must close those doors, those windows, that it won't happen because I've done this and that. And while you are doing that, you must understand that the purpose of God is not going in line with your will. God can plan something that it can happen now, even though when you are asking to ukuthi yenzeke tomorrow.
Okay.
But uNkulunkulu athi now.
Yes.
Or you are waiting ukuthi now.
Mm.
But God is planning ukuthi leyo nto is going to happen tomorrow.
Mm.
So umuntu onjalo, he or she must understand that his or her sins are forgiven, and he or she has obtained favor from God. There is nothing that God cannot do for that person. Uma uNkulunkulu ekunikelele ngoJesu, what else you can ask? What is bigger than Jesus? There is nothing but bigger than Jesus.
Mm.
Jesus is the best gift from God to us. So if we can capitalize on that, with all right, God has given us Jesus. So if I'm asking God to give me a Methodist is not bigger than Jesus. It is far smaller than Jesus. So nothing can hinder God to give me what I want. Uma uNkulunkulu anikela ngoJesu. We have to believe and be patient.
Yeah, sure. Be patient with God. Trust Him and believe Him. And also be reminded that you have been forgiven. Oh, my. My, thank you so much for sharing with us. And may God, may this message talk to all of us, all God's children. And those who need healing in certain spaces, may they be healed. And may they continue in their journey of faith and seeing God's favor even before it comes to pass. Seeing that favor even before it comes to pass. Ma, what's happening before we close it, before we pray for the body of Christ? Tell us what's happening on the 12th of October. I know Radio Pulpit will be in Kwamhlanga.
Wow. Okay, Nana.
Ibambenjalo, quickly, let me take a... okay, I'm trying to take your call, but it's failing us. And it kind of came when I'm just about to close. All right, we'll wait for the call to come. I mean, we'll take it when it comes. Let's continue, Ma. What's happening on the 12th?
On the 12th, in fact, starting on the 11th, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are having our spiritual conference, our national spiritual conference at Kwamhlanga in our auditorium. We'll start on Friday, 8 o'clock, and then Saturday, the service will start at 7 o'clock. Then on Sunday, the service will start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so in Radio Pulpit should be there at 5 o'clock, Mus. Because we're starting at 7 on Saturday.
Yes. We are so happy that we will be visited by Radio Pulpit. We are so honored. We are so honored. There is something that we do not deserve. But because we have obtained favor from God, Radio Pulpit will be at Kwamhlanga.
Radio Pulpit will be at Kwamhlanga on the 12th of October.
We never done anything, but because of God's favor, Red Opulpit will be at Kwamhlanga. Those who want to see Sibongile ngamehlo manje bengasabuki emoyeni, they must come to our auditorium. Abafuna ukubona ustation manager we Red Opulpit, they must come to our auditorium.
Yeah.
Red Opulpit will be at Kwamhlanga.
Wow.
And
it's a national conference, an annual national conference that will be taking place on the 12th. For somebody who wants to come through, Ma, But they need more information about this. How do they get or how do they contact the church?
Okay, they can contact me in my number. Yeah, that's 082-581-0248.
So it's 082-581-0248.
Yes.
Then that's
those who are familiar with Gwande Verde, just drive, if you are from Pretoria, you drive with Mloto Road, then you don't pass the Polar Mall. We are behind the Polar Mall.
Okay. So the conference here starts on Friday. Friday, then it's Saturday, ending on Sunday. It's a 3 days conference.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Ma, for talking to us. Ugqwabe Gazihlandla says favor, and she's I don't know if it's a he or she, saying she's blessing us on the 30th of November. Hey, we are born again, Gqwabe. We are born again, man, Gqwabe. We are born again, man, Gqwabe. Yeah, emotional endeavor, yeah. We as Radio Pulpit, we will be at the big auditorium. We will be at the auditorium on the 12th of October. Shoni Koko.
Gqwabe Gqwabe is my son, Dumiso.
Oh,
another topic now. Ndumiso.
Yes, Mara. Ndumiso wenzan, Mara. Kodwa Mara ndumiso wenzan. Ma, thank you so much. And yes, my family, Radio Pulpit will be at Kwamhlanga. And it will be at CFHC. We are going to just fellowship there. Come wherever we will be and talk to us. And yes, we'll be broadcasting there on the 12th of October. So for more information, if you'd like to see us, or if you'd like to be there, part of the conference and fellowship with brethren, ubone no koko, umamkize, koko maybe simkize nomkulu, you can be there on the 12th from the 11th up until the 13th. But for more information, you can call 082-581-0248. It's 082-581-0248. Mark, can we just take a moment and pray for God's people who have been waiting and trusting God, and they're still trusting God, but it's really hard for them, and they're like, Lord, what next? Lord, are you there? Can I trust? Should I still continue to hold on? Nothing, it looks like nothing is changing. And they are believing God for something really huge. And it's really hard to even have that kind of a faith that Mom is talking about right now. Can we strengthen them in prayer?
Father God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you so much for this moment. We thank you, Lord, for your favor. We thank you for your love. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you with different problems of our families. In Jesus' name, I know that, my God, nothing is impossible with you. You can do everything, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I destroy all the functionality of the devil right now in Jesus' name. As we have mentioned, Lord, in the word, that whatever we bound on earth is bound on heaven, and whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I bound, my God, any functionality. I release the functionality of the Holy Spirit. I release the power from above to function in our lives, to function in our problems, the favor, to step in, my God, in our situation. We thank you, Lord, for this moment. Bless everybody, Lord. Ekameni lika Jesu of the Nazareth. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for ministering unto us today. May the Lord keep keeping you. I know that even next week we are continuing on God's favor to learn more. And so grateful that you always are available for Radio Pulpit and for God's people. May the Lord's hand be upon you all the time, and may He give you your heart's desires. I know, Ma, you requested a song by Pastor Mavis Mkize, and the title of the song is Lina Nizulu. So I'm going to give you that song because you requested it. I see Ulidia Sitswaning Oliphant saying amen and amen. Asanda Mabala also saying amen and amen. Ma, we love you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. And here's your song. Here's your song.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.